Welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples back here in studio with you here in this next segment. I'm going to talk with Candace McIntosh. She's executive director with Girls on the Run, an after-school program benefiting 3rd through 10th graders here in the community. Is that right?
3rd through 8th grade.
3rd through 8th grade. Okay. Sorry about that. And they have a big event coming up tomorrow.
We do. It is our big 5K, and this year we're calling it Run with the Force. It's taking place on May the 4th.
How fitting. May the 4th be with you.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, this is great. And to tell us a little bit more about what leads up to this. You got a lot of girls that you help after school.
Yeah, so we cover Geary, Riley, Pott, and Clay County. So we have girls coming together from all of those counties. They've been working hard the past 10 weeks. This is really their big culminating event to celebrate their accomplishments. So they've worked hard on running and building up to that 5K distance, which is a great accomplishment. It's a long way to go for a little kid. And so we have all of our families, community members really coming out to this event to really just celebrate their accomplishments and see them cross that finish line. It's really the beginning to what they can set for themselves in the future.
Fantastic. And this is all happening at the airport?
It is. So Manhattan Airport, FlyMHK has been an awesome partner and host for this event. We really get to open the girls' eyes and community members' eyes to the world of aviation. And so tacked on to this event is also the aviation exploration, which will take place right after the 5K. So we're really looking forward to everything that we have a full day really planned out for you.
That's great. Talk about the participation here of what it's been like here the last couple years and leading up to 2019.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of growth. It's been really amazing to see the community surround it, and all of the girls really amp up and get excited about this event. We have two 5Ks, so one each season, one in the spring and one in the fall. And so this last one was a little chilly, so we're hoping for some great weather for this Saturday. But we really, we've seen just a really awesome outpour of support. We have some amazing sponsors. Tyndall Orthodontics is our title sponsor for this. And then we have a number of other great supporters that really just make this event happen. And all the volunteers, we have over 100 volunteers that are going to be there supporting us on Saturday.
Wow, that's great. That's a lot of community support here. And raising money here for this organization, how will the money be utilized?
Yeah, so the money raised goes right back into the organization to help support the girls' program throughout the school year. And so it helps with scholarships, helps with supplies, and things like that.
Okay. If I have a daughter, like let's say I've got one right now who's in second grade, she's going to be in third grade next year. If I wanted to sign her up for this, how would you go about that?
Yeah, check us out on our website, gotrflinthills.org, and that'll have the sites and the different locations of the schools that we are currently at. And then we also are always taking new schools that want to get involved and jump in. And so all of our coaches are volunteers, which are amazing. And so we have coaches that are volunteer teachers, volunteer, just community members that really just want to give back and empower young girls.
And do they just meet at the schools and after school?
They do. They meet twice a week for an hour and a half. And so they really work on social, emotional, and physical health and all aspects of that. And really just how to lift each other up and find strength in the connectedness of being girls.
Great. And how would you say the reaction's been here in Manhattan as far as helping out young girls?
It's been amazing. It's really been awesome just to see that everyone notices that we really have to lift these girls up, especially in these critical ages. There's a lot going on developmentally, physically, and so to take the time and see the community support them and say, you know what, we want you to be who you are and we're going to support you, it's really awesome.
Yeah, I can attest to that. I'm starting to see that here now. My daughter's 8 years old, and you know, I didn't, all these things that they tell you about when your kids get older here, I always thought that was a little later in life, but this is great that, you know, you have a support line.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is tough. It's a tough time to grow up, and being a girl can be tough during these ages, and so it's really important that we really teach the girls to support each other and that we're all going through this these things together, and so to lift each other up and get through it hand in hand is really important.
All right, so let's talk about activities tomorrow. They start at around 9:30, if I remember right.
Yeah, actually, we get a kickoff at 8 a.m. with our Star Power Hour. And what that is Gamify Beta hosts different stations. And then we also have Platinum Hair that will be there that'll do fun colors in their hair. We have tattoo stations. We have different locations they can get lightsabers made, as well as tutus and some of those fun things. And then we're going to have a warm-up that's going to kick off at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then we will get you out running and hitting the road at 9:30. And then right after the race, we will, after our little celebration, we will send you over. We have shuttle services that are sending people over to the old hangar at the airport. And then there is where we're going to have aviation exploration with hands-on airplanes. We have all of the equipment from like the snow removal equipment from the airport, as well as the fire department will be out there, and just some really fun things. We have food trucks and snow cones. So really just a full day. And you don't necessarily have to attend the 5K to attend the aviation event. So that's open to the entire community. It's completely free to attend the aviation side.
Right. You're probably expecting a big crowd then tomorrow out there at the airport.
We are. We have over 500 runners already registered. So we're really looking forward to that group, and they're going to really hit the ground running.
I'm curious here with the Star Wars theme. Will people be encouraged to dress up during the 5K?
Absolutely. So costumes are encouraged. We also have a group from K-State that is the Star Wars Club, and they're going to be in costume and taking photos. And we have some just really fun themed things going on with that as well.
Well, that's going to be worth it just to see the costumes more than anything.
Absolutely. I heard we have a dad that's coming as Darth Maul. So I'm excited to see everybody.
All right. So again, that's happening tomorrow at the Manhattan Regional Airport. And let's just go over the times one more time.
Yeah, so 8 a.m. Star Power Hour, 9:30 is going to kick off our 5K, and then aviation exploration at 11 a.m. and at a galaxy not too far from you at Manhattan Regional Airport. And we still have registrations available, and you can visit us at our website at gotrflinthills.org.
gotrflinthills.org. Okay, how long have you been associated with this program here?
3 years. I have the most amazing job ever to be the executive director. It's just, I wake up every morning and I still can't believe that I get to do this for work. I could work with kids and I get to work run. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, if people want to learn more about and maybe volunteer, are you guys looking for volunteers ever?
Absolutely, year round. We are a completely volunteer driven organization, which is amazing to see that many people engaged. And so all of our coaches are volunteers, and you can find all of our volunteer jobs at our website as well. So
okay, super. Well, this is going to be a great event tomorrow. I'm really glad we had a chance to bring you on here and talk more about it happening tomorrow at the airport.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you as well. Again, that's Candace McIntosh. She's executive director here, Girls on the Run, with their big Run with the Force event coming up tomorrow, Dave.
Hi. Good to see you.
Hey,
it's been
Dave.
A while. It's been a while. She's not listening, so she has no idea what I'm saying to her, but that's okay. That's all right. That's a neat program. And there's, in this town, we have a lot of running opportunities. We have a lot of them, so... All right. Well, thanks for joining us here this morning. And we do want to remind you that In Focus can be heard on demand here at News Radio KMAN. Just go to the website, click the On Demand tab, and you'll find all the archived In Focus shows from days and weeks and months past. Blueville's Horticulture Hints is coming up next here on News Radio KMAN. Now to be followed on KMAN. By Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and The Game this afternoon. And then we have K-State baseball tonight. K-State baseball this weekend. Let's see, it's 6 o'clock tonight. We're at Baylor. And then tomorrow, 2:30 and 12 noon on Sunday. So... a lot of things happening with baseball, Brandon.
And it's such a big weekend here. Mentioned that run. I think Kansas is happening tomorrow.
Right.
All kinds of weekend events coming up in Manhattan.
Yeah, like Karen Hibbert said, it's May. There's a lot going on. Finals week for some.
It is, yeah.
Oh, commencement next weekend and the weekend after that. Lots of things. It's an exciting place to be. All right, Brandon, have a good weekend. Thank you. It's 9:59 at K-Man. Good morning.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs.